To date, only the U.S., Russia, Japan, China, and the European Space Agency have sent missions to the moon. Now, India is ready to join this elite club. India is set to launch its first lunar mission tomorrow. It's an unmanned mission designed to map out the entire lunar surface, and India's already looking ahead. It plans to land a rover on the moon in 3 years and eventually put an astronaut in space. The BBC's Tinku Ray went to the launch site in the state of Andhra Pradesh to see the final preparations.
Excitement is growing at the Satish Dhawan Space Centre, the launch pad for all of India's space missions.
So now we are at second launch pad of STS-3.
Chandrayaan 1, which means a lunar craft, the country's first moon mission, has already been postponed once. But this time, it looks on course for its launch on Wednesday.
The PSLV will be carrying the first Indian lunar craft, Chandrayaan 1. The lunar craft will be a cube.
The $100 million project is an international collaboration. Along with five Indian scientific instruments, Chandrayaan will also carry six others from countries from the European Space Agency, ESA, and NASA from the US. Some of the gear will help map the moon's surface in detail never seen before and carry out an intense search for signs of water. After a flurry of lunar missions in the 60s and 70s, the United States turned its attention to other space exploration. The associate director at the Space Center, Dr. M.Y.S. Prasad, says that even though the moon has been well studied, this mission will be unprecedented in its thoroughness.
Like, for example, 41% of the moon can never be observed from the Earth directly. And these experiments, they have been designed to enhance this knowledge, to find out the new things.
This mission will be the India Space Research Organization's first beyond the Earth's orbit. India has already successfully launched a number of satellites into space. These have been mainly for commercial use and support telecommunications, observation of the Earth, and weather forecasting. At the Nehru Planetarium in the capital, Delhi, they're running a special program on the Chandrayaan mission. Anurag Garg, an educator at the planetarium, hopes Indian children will be starstruck.
The most important factor for me is to give our own students an education to compete with the Western world. We have the technology, we have the manpower, we have the brain power to compete with them, but we are not doing it. We should.
Garg believes this mission is proof of how far India's space program has come, despite poor funding and restricted access to technology following the sanctions imposed on it after the country's first nuclear test in the 70s.
Right now, we are becoming more and more independent in the field of space science and technology so that we are not just asking help, we are providing help and we are working together for the development of science and humanity.
The moon mission, to me, is an indication that India has arrived.
Rakesh Sharma is the first Indian to have travelled into space as part of a joint program with the Soviet Union in 1984. Sharma thinks all the talk about India engaging in a space race with China is just media hype. He believes global cooperation rather than competition will be the norm in the future.
Really, those days are behind, and those were the Cold War days. There were ideologies attached to these kind of successes. Not anymore, because more and more activities are going to become collaborative. If you talk of exploration, if you talk of setting up a colony on the moon, it's too huge an effort for any one country.
In the meantime, India will continue with its individual endeavour to put a man in space by the year 2014 and a manned mission to the moon by 2020. For The World, this is Tinku Ray in New Delhi.